I just want to start off by saying I want to thank the Wilf family for bringing me in here. Rick Spielman, Coach Zimmer. I've never been so excited to play football and be a part of a championship team. And I'm really pumped up for this season, especially in this division. You know, it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of hard hitting, and this is going to be about as good as it's going to get.
Hey, Alex, you had a taste of a Super Bowl a couple of years ago. With that in mind, how confident are you thinking the Vikings could get there and maybe this time put you over the top?
I'm real confident. I mean, I think that was one of the biggest reasons why I came here. And, you know, their team is – the team right now is unbelievable. And I know that because we played them last year, and their defense was flying around. Their offense was good. They're so close. It's so close. And I think that a few more pieces, and this could be a championship team easily.
Hey, Alex, what was it like for you going through this free agency process for the first time?
Honestly, it was a little stressful. I mean, it's unbelievable some of the things that happened. But at the end of the day, I was happy that I got here. And, yeah, you know, this is the team to be right now.
Alex, where do you see your role as? I mean, seems like you can play multiple positions, but where are you best at?
On the line.
not a short yardage fullback or anything like that?
No, they said I can't take any carries from AP away, so they're going to probably put me on the line somewhere. I think that left guard, you know, I'm naturally a lefty. I feel more comfortable on the left side. I can play both, obviously. I can play center if you needed me to, honestly, but I think left guard, probably.
What was the transition from right to left like last year? Was it a learning curve at all?
No, just opposite footwork. That's really about it. I mean, I've done it so many times in my career that it's just kind of natural. And, you know, I think the more you think about it, the more you hurt yourself. So you just kind of go out and do it.
Have you had a chance to talk to any of your new teammates, especially anyone on the offensive line yet?
I have not, but I did get to see Teddy Bridgewater today. And I can say that after 5 minutes of meeting him, I already love him and will do everything I can to protect him.
What was it about him that you guys connected so well right away?
I mean, I think it's just the fact that he's just a normal guy. You know, you've seen so many guys in this league that are just, they're kind of prima donnas, you know, and he doesn't seem like that. He seems like a good guy. He gave me a hug, told me he was excited I was here, and I believed him. And, you know, he's one of those guys that I've always watched him, and he's always so calm in the storm. So to actually get to meet him and kind of talk with him a little bit was really cool.
Alex, hey, Fox 9, when you went into free agency, was this a place that you thought you were going to land, or how did that process work with the Vikings reaching out to you or vice versa?
No, but when we found out that they were interested, I told my agent that I didn't care who else was involved, I definitely would go to Minnesota over everybody. I love this division, and I love the atmosphere around here. And I've got friends on the team, and they've all said the same thing. Great locker room, great guys, great coaches, great organization, you know, from the top down. And these are guys that I trust, so I believe them. And when I found out they were interested, my agent actually called everybody and said, if you're deadlocked, he's going to go to Minnesota and be in the cold over Miami, anywhere. So, you know, this is the place. This is division. I'm excited about this. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully we get some cold outside games and some big games.
Alex, what's your relationship been like with Tony Sperano?
A lot of back and forth, making fun of each other, pretty much. I mean, how much of a relationship can you really have with a tight end coach? But, you know, Tony's a great guy. And what I love about him is he's always Tony. He's never anything different. He's another one. He's always very calm, you know. San Francisco, some things were going on during games, and it was kind of hectic. And Tony was always Tony. He was great to talk to, and he kind of took the edge off a little bit. And, you know, he's very understanding when you talk to him on the sideline, and he never freaked out or panicked. So I always really liked him a lot, but we always kind of got after each other.
How would you describe his coaching style?
I think it's more in your face, you know, and those are the coaches that I really like a lot. Guys that are very straightforward, you know, hurt me with the truth, don't come for me with a lie. You know, give it to me straight. I know when I screwed up. You can tell me I screwed up. Let's fix the problem and we'll move on. And that's the kind of coach he is. You know, I hate these guys that beat around the bush and, you know, oh, you know, it wasn't really your fault. No, it was my fault. It's fine. I'm not going to cry. I'm not a girl. So it's really his coaching style that I love.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Alex, what was the thinking? You took kind of a low base salary to help out the Vikings with a pretty good favorable cap figure. Was that kind of your help so that now they can maybe get some other guys with that money, or what exactly?
Absolutely. I don't do numbers. I just play football. They said, hey, Minnesota wants you. I said, let's go.
Hey, Alex, the first couple of years in the NFL, you weren't a starter. Do you kind of still have that sort of, chip on the shoulder, lunch pail type attitude that, you have to be a hard worker to earn everything you can?
Absolutely. I come from a very blue-collar family, cops, teachers, nurses, all my cousins, firefighters, and stuff like that. So it's my brother was a Marine, and hard work has been ingrained in me since I was a little kid, and this is nothing new. This is just on a more epic scale, and the result is so much more fun, and this is really, really, really fun to me.
Speaking of the hard work and where you've come from, coming from undrafted and now where you've come, getting a pretty good contract, all that kind of stuff, how do you kind of assess how far you've progressed in NFL?
I think I've come a little ways. I think there's still a lot more to go. I want to be on a team that wins a ring more than anything. I think that's what everyone here should have in their mind, and after that, everything else will take care of itself. But really, that's the main goal, win a ring.
Excited to be able to face Clay Matthews twice a year in the division?
Well, how did I know that question was going to come up? I just had a hunch. Clay's a good guy, and I talked to him after the game last time, and what happens between the lines is strictly violent, and I'm a full, firm believer in that. So when we're out there between the lines, it's full go, to the whistle, maybe to the echo of the end of the whistle, however it happens. I'm excited to be in this division because I believe this is one of the top divisions. Growing up, the NFC North was always the toughest, meanest, nastiest guys, and I felt like I was born to be in this division. Now I'm excited to be in it. So, to play the Bears, the Lions, and the Packers, it's going to be a lot of fun, whether it's here or there.
And you've kind of been described as a quote-unquote nasty player. Do you think that's a fair description?
I think it's fair as long as they don't call me dirty.